Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
Hey, Joe.
It hadn't been forgotten, I do.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
And welcome back to hour number three. Whiskey Dave here in the chair for Joe Messina, Real Side Radio. RealSide.com. The RealSide.com is where you can find Joe's catalog of shows. You can listen to recent ones or old classics as well. And you can also watch us live. And if you'd like to chime in tonight in the third final hour here, the lines will be open at 855-REAL-JOE. That's 855-732-5563. No matter where you are, it is a pleasure being with you. I'm always honored to sit in for Joe when he is out saving the world and making local government a better place to be. Thank you all for listening. I wanted to start this hour. We've got a great guest here coming up here shortly. We've got Gwendolyn Sims, who's a freelance contributor for PJ Media. She covers current news, politics, and culture, and we'll talk about current news. But in the meantime, in this first segment, I wanted to tell you that CNN's entire primetime lineup, CNN, their entire primetime lineup, that's their entire evening of shows, fails to equal the audience of one Fox program. Their ratings have absolutely imploded. According to Red State, things have gone from bad to worse to unfathomable at CNN, and a new audience metric is glaringly awful. Red State says, to say that things are going badly at the network that created cable news, you remember CNN back in the day, I do too. It was the dawn of cable. It was CNN and HBO, right? And they had real news. Remember the first war in Iraq, Desert Storm, right? When we went into Kuwait. We were all sitting around our CRT TVs in 1991, I think it was, watching those green lights. CNN, they did a great job back in the day. Bernard Shaw, remember him? Well, according to Red State, that it is approaching the point where hyperbole is about how poorly CNN has been doing might be insufficient. Under the new ownership, after the Warners-Discover merger, things have become dire. Many personalities have been dispatched. Pour out some mango white claw for Brian Stelter and Chris Cizilla, or Siliza. Okay, pour it all out. Shows and talent have been shuffled around, and they rapidly pulled the plug on the expensive debacle that was CNN Plus. As a sign of the tumult, it was announced last week that the network staff remaining in the CNN Center located in downtown Atlanta, I've been in that building, would be completely moved to the network's original campus. Things appear dismal inside CNN offices, and morale is plummeting, but it is not falling as drastically as the ratings. In 2022, as Fox remained basically steady, CNN managed to lose 33% of its audience. And then fell 36% in the advertising demo, making this all the more staggering. That drop is off from the numbers of years prior when the network lost 90% of its coveted viewers. Things only continue to erode for CNN on the ratings front, where the reality of a very rare and eye-popping metric that emerged last Friday, when that day's numbers came in, there was some surprise, but nothing too glaring at first. First, Fox News held more than just the top 10 positions in the cable news ratings. Chris Hayes was the first non-Fox program to break the logjam at the top, coming in at number 18 for MSNBC. CNN programs do not appear until Jake Tapper shows up with the ironically and inaccurately named show The Lead, not appearing until number 28 on the list. By the way, news rankings as of last Friday, number one is The Five, Jesse Waters, Judge Jeanine, that's The Five with Martha McCallum and Planet Tyrus. Number two is Tucker Carlson, so The Five is beating Tucker. Three is Jesse, four is Brett Baer, five is Sean Hannity, six is Gutfeld, which, by the way, that's beating all of the late-night comedians on broadcast media as well. Number seven is Outnumbered. Number eight and ten is America's Newsroom with Dana Perino and Bill Hemmer. And number nine is Julie Banderas. Boy, this is really, how does CNN even exist? And the reason is that they exist is because they are paid licensing fees by the cable companies. If they were to survive just on ad revenue, they'd be dead in the water. But because they are part of legacy media, the cable companies, satellite companies, have to pay licensing fees for CNN. And that is, quite frankly, the only way that they are even still alive. None of CNN's shows managed to draw over 700,000 sets of eyes. From Wolf Blitzer on at 6 p.m. through the 11 p.m. hour, the network drew fewer than 3 million. One-time superstar Anderson Cooper's show has been expanded from 8 to 10 p.m. because they got rid of Chris Cuomo. The problems, challenges, the repair, and the changes taking place at CNN are well known. The prognosis, however, is far tougher to get a grasp on. Where do they bottom out? Schadenfreude, anybody? We'll be back after the break here at Real Side Radio, Whiskey Dave in the chair for Joe. Don't go away.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts at over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60 plus for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Life Line right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel, he was
I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
Well, not quite. It's Whiskey Dave in the chair here for Joe. And as always, it is a pleasure and an honor sitting in for him. And this is the final hour of my two nights here. And it is, you know, we're just chatting and we're having a great time. And I'm excited to have our next guest on as we're just chatting about so many different things tonight. And I know that she can cover a lot of different bases here. Gwendolyn Sims, who's a freelance contributor for PJ Media. She covers current news, politics, and culture. Welcome back to the show, Gwendolyn. How are you? Do we have Gwendolyn?
I'm here.
Oh, there you are. How are you, Gwendolyn?
Here?
Yes.
Okay.
Hi.
Great to have you back. And I would love to discuss your article that just came out a couple of weeks ago in regards to Mike Garcia's perspective on still feeling like he's a minority, or the majority feels like a minority. And I want to talk about Congress here in a minute. But in the previous segment, I was just talking about the ratings implosion that's taking place over at CNN. Just when you didn't think it could get any worse, their entire primetime lineup apparently has failed to equal the audience of one Fox program. How is CNN still a business, Gwendolyn?
You mentioned it. It's because they're propped up, right? They're not an actual business where they have to, provide quality content to stay in business. Anybody who's ever been to an airport knows that nobody watches them because nobody's ever watching them at the airport, and they're on every TV.
It's incredible. And I know, the licensing fees from the cable companies is really what is propping them up. But, I mean, listen, we're supposed to still be a free marketplace, right? I mean, free markets are free enterprise, capitalism, and the whole thing. Is this just a matter now of that they will not let a CNN go, possibly because of the ideology behind them, do you think?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I think that they have to stay, have their claws in the power structure no matter what. It's kind of proves out that they're not about quality content. They're just about controlling a narrative, even though at this point no one's listening to their narrative. This is capitalism at work. This is the viewers, taking their viewership elsewhere.
Yeah. Well, I think, we all enjoy a certain amount of Schadenfreude watching this.
Definitely.
Yeah, and MSNBC, apparently, their first slot in the ratings is 18th with Chris Hayes. So, I mean, it's just stunning to me that but I think maybe it's just the lack of Trump. Do you think it's just a certain element that they've got nobody that they can complain and beat up now?
I mean, that could be part of it. We are between, elections right now. We're in a downtime.
Yeah.
But the narrative, always has things to attack they're looking at the things that are going on in Congress and that kind of stuff, and people just aren't interested. It isn't a Trump-driven narrative like it used to be, it was for 2016 or 2020. So,
well, let's move on to something.
It's not really all that surprising, though, is it? I mean, I don't know about you, but when's the last time you watched an actual TV show, news show?
I've been saying this for years. I was one of the first people to cut the cord back in 2012. I mean, I haven't had satellite or cable in well over a decade now, and I don't miss it because I get to watch all the content I want to watch. It's not that I don't watch TV. I love movies, and
exactly.
1923 is probably the best television series I've seen in years right now. The Yellowstone crew. So I'll watch what I want to watch, but I am not going to be indoctrinated, but I know many, many people are.
Exactly.
So let's address another issue here, because you have an article over at PJ Media, and I want to get a little bit more serious, because my last hour I was talking about the fentanyl crisis. It's hit home for me, as it has hit home for millions of people across the country. And you refer to the top three issues police officers across America must focus on in 2023. Talk about the purpose of this article, first of all, why you wrote it, and then what those issues are.
Well, the police officers, as we all know, they've gotten a bad rap with the defund the police movement and all that, and now we're seeing the backlash from that or the consequences of it, right? Drug overdoses are at an all-time high. It's horrible, and partly because of the police being attacked and not being able to police the way they should, and the other part is because, our border is wide open. So the drugs are just flowing through. And I don't know if you touched on this, but I was just reading an article about how the there's this animal tranquilizer that's showing up in the fentanyl now. But not even just fentanyl, but now they're putting, you know, deadly, you know, fentanyl deadly enough on its own, but now all these drug dealers are putting an animal tranquilizer in it to definitely kill people. So it's just what I read this article about was, you know, it's not that we don't need police and that we don't need them to be out there, you know, it's on the streets. It's just that they need to focus on the top three things, which is gun violence, which I don't like to call it gun violence. I think that's just a lefty term, but it's the crime involved with guns, and it's guns that are always, you know, illegally bought and illegally used and obtained by phones and things like that. But that's the part that the left doesn't talk about. And the police are out there dealing with this every single day. So, you know, crime rates are going up, especially in places like Chicago. You know, they're going down. They, you know, Joe Biden, all those guys, they like to tout that, oh, crime is down and things aren't so bad and the economy. But really, these numbers are at highs. They're just down from the last time they checked, right? So.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, listen, will you stick through the break? Because I want to continue on this subject. I think it's really important.
Sure, absolutely.
Yeah, I appreciate it. And tell everybody where they can find you and your articles, please.
You can find me at pjmedia.com.
PJMedia.com. Gwendolyn Sims over at PJ Media. We're going to talk about this and some other issues here after the break. Don't go away. We got news, traffic, weather, news coming up. And then on the other side, we will continue our discussion here with Gwendolyn Sims over at PJ Media. Don't go away, folks. Dave in the chair for Joe at Realside Radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA
News Update. The Republican leader in the U.S. Senate can't precisely speak for his colleagues with the power of the purse in the U.S. House, but Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell is confident the U.S. will not default on its debt.
His comments come as the U.S. hit its debt ceiling on Thursday, prompting the Treasury Department to suspend new investments in some federal retiree funds. McConnell told reporters in Louisville, Kentucky.
In the end, I think the important thing to remember is that America must never default on its debt. It never has and never will.
I'm Dave Collins.
Missouri police on the hunt for five escaped inmates. The five men escaped the county corrections facility in Farmington, south of St. Louis, Tuesday night. Officers believe the inmates accessed the detention center's roof through a plumbing chase. All five then hopped in a stolen car parked out front. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
Hey, it's time to wail for at least two more years, I guess. We'll see what happens in 2024. Whiskey Dave here in the chair for Joe over at the Real Side Radio. And we're delighted to have Gwendolyn Sims, who is joining us. You can find Gwendolyn and her great work over at PJ Media. And we were just chatting before the break, Gwendolyn, about your recent article about the three issues that the police officers across America really need to be focusing on right now into 2023. You're talking about, obviously, the overdose issue in regards to drugs, the fentanyl that is crossing our border. I went off on a tangent in the last hour over this and last night as well, because I do really do believe that this administration, this president, has a dereliction of duty when it comes to our border, and that is absolutely in direct relation to the drug crisis, right?
Absolutely. I think everything they're doing is intentional. If you look at the criminals that they're leaving, letting in through the border, there's got to be a reason they're doing it, and I think it's just to cause more chaos, right?
So, you're talking about Cloward Piven strategy. I mean, because it can't be just as simple as getting more votes. A lot of people from Latin America end up becoming conservative, as we see in Florida. It can't just be about votes. Are you referring to Cloward Piven then?
Right, exactly. And there's no reason that they should want the borders wide open. They want to maintain power. It just doesn't make sense, even on that level. And so, it's just like everything. When you look at what they do with law enforcement, going back to the police officers, they weakened every police, agency in the country. They have them protecting criminals, letting criminals out of prison. They have, it doesn't make sense on a law-abiding, you know, sovereign nation level. So that's why I decided to write this piece about what I thought the law enforcement should focus on. Part of it was definitely we need to get a handle on the fentanyl and the other drugs that are flowing across, which would help if we could close the border. But the issue that I really think they need to focus on is law enforcement agencies across the country have a big problem right now recruiting.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've noticed the LAPD and the sheriff's cars out here now all have these, you know, join the LAPD and join the sheriff's department bumper stickers on all the vehicles. So they're trending downward in recruitment, which is not a good thing for us.
It's interesting. You talk about will recruiting and retention situation improve, and you talk about what you were just saying. But at the same time, they're recruiting anybody that wants to basically take the job. You're saying that fitness standards are being reduced. We're seeing this in our military as well, right?
Absolutely, right. Fitness standards are going down, so that means that you're having, you know, officers who just aren't physically fit enough to be doing the job out on the street, and they're also being spread out and spread thinly as far as the hours that they work. So you've got exhausted officers who aren't physically fit in the first place. And now, you know, that's just a recipe for disaster. California itself just, they're letting, nationals, you don't even have to be an American citizen to be a police officer now in California.
That's astounding to me. I mean, I know they want illegal aliens to be able to vote and 16-year-olds illegal to they be able to vote. But now you're going to basically have people that just hop the border and broke the law, which means that they're a criminal enforcing the law.
Well, it's a foreign national. So think about it this way, even. You've got a foreigner imposing laws onto American citizens.
The first thing that they did was breaking the law coming to this country.
Exactly.
It's astounding to me. All right, I want to move on to Congress. Talk to me a little bit, because you had an article that came out a couple of weeks ago during the big, you know, speakers, the speakership hullabaloo that was taking place. And you mentioned that Mike Garcia, who is Joe's district. He's the congressman for Joe's district. Representative Mike Garcia. Yeah, he said day one of being in the majority feels an awful lot like being in the minority. Can I just ask you this opinion right now? Can McCarthy hold together his caucus even with the 14 people that didn't want him or 19 people that didn't want him because they don't have one vote basically to spare at this point? Can he do the job of holding together the caucus for the next 2 years, do you think?
Well, you know what? That remains to be seen. It's crazy show, right? It's just crazy town. It depends on what all those concessions were that McCarthy agreed to.
Yeah, he made 22 concessions on the rules package,
22.
Right? Yeah.
Right. And we know what most of them were, and we don't know the details of some of them. But even just today, he definitely kept one of the promises and said that, you know, that Congress people must, in the House at least, they must be present to vote. No more voting by proxy, which was Nancy Pelosi's big coup, right? She would just pretty much have, you know, pocket votes because she could, you know, vote for them basically. So he at least kept that promise today. And I think if he does do most of the things that he's going to have to do a majority of the things of those 22. And otherwise the 19 or the 6, depending on how you look at it, will rebel. And they'll just bog everything down. So it's not necessarily a bad thing, you know, if Congress gets bogged down. As long as we can stop the spending and all that, I think that's fine, in my opinion.
Well, they pushed through to repeal the income tax, which, of course, is going to not go anywhere, unfortunately, although they're
right.
correct in doing it. If you have a Republican right. president and a Republican Senate, there's a chance of that, I suppose, but that will take years to unwind, even if it ever did, and put in a national sales tax. So I was happy to see that he did it, although I think it was more ceremonious than anything else, right?
Right. I mean, they didn't say that, you know, they had to pass it. They just said, you gotta do this, right?
Right.
You gotta try. And, you know, the Democrats never give up. They keep pushing and pushing and pushing until they get what they want. So we have to start somewhere.
Yeah.
And, you know, and like you said, once, if we get a majority then in both, then we'll be able to to do it. So I think we have to start somewhere. I mean,
In our last couple of minutes here, we just went through, I haven't spoken to you since the election, we just went through what was regarded as a very disappointing election for Republicans outside of Florida, of course. Tell me what you're hearing from folks over at PJ Media and other media types. You know, the number one concern that I'm hearing from friends of mine that are in the know, that are politically savvy, is that elections have been broken. And that we will never win another election, national election, unless we win by 8-10 points. In other words, the margin of the cheat. Are you hearing the same thing? And how concerned are you as we head into what is going to be obviously a very competitive election cycle starting later this year?
I'm hearing the same thing. It does concern me quite a bit. I don't want people to sit at home, especially on our side. We definitely can't win that way. And, you know, I don't think that I don't think all is lost yet. I'm kind of an optimist in that regard, but I think things are kind of bleak, at the same time. So I think that we just have to keep fighting and we can't let the left win. We can't let them drive the narratives. We can't let them tell us who we are. You know, we have to get out there and fight.
Gwendolyn, tell everybody again where they can find you and read you, please.
Sure. At pjmedia.com, you can find me there, and we have lots of great columnists there.
Thank you so much for your time and everything that you're doing over at PJ. Great folks, great writer that you are, and we'll have to have you back on again down the road. Thank you so much, Gwendolyn Sims.
Thank you.
And folks, I'll be right back for the final segment of the third and final hour here at Realside Radio. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, Peter Porcaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Welcome back to the final segment of the final hour tonight with The Real Side. Joe will be back tomorrow, and he will entertain you and allow you to have listening pleasure once again on a Friday night. I wanted to address what we were just talking about with Gwendolyn in the last segment. As we finished off, we were concerned about the integrity of the vote. Jay Valentine, who led the team that built the eBay fraud machine and the underlying tech for the TSA no-fly list, writes about this, and he comes from a place, just came out today, you can find it over at American Thinker. He writes from a place that Republicans in 2024 are on course to get blown out by phantoms. I'll read some of what he's written here. Trump or DeSantis, it doesn't matter. Phantom votes will decide 2024. And the phantoms are not voting for either, Trump or DeSantis. Those working deep in swing state voter rolls can tell you with 100% certainty that unless Trump or DeSantis wins with a 5 to 18% margin in swing states, they will lose every one. let's do some electioneering math. To win the presidency, about a dozen swing states matter. We all know who they are. Some will add Georgia, Virginia, and Arizona, some not. President Trump won in 2016 because he caught the leftists off guard. Perhaps even Trump was surprised on election night. The surprise was so complete. In 2020, the Dems took no chances. They had everything wired. But our boy Trump surprised them again. So they shut down the election apparatus at 11 p.m. and took matters into their own hands. 9 hours later, problem solved. Joe Biden emerges from a basement, incoherent, to take the oath of office. That, people, is hardball. Professional take-no-prisoners electioneering. You may hate that the country is being lost, but you must stand back at the sheer breathtaking gall it reflects. You would think rational electioneers in the Republican Party would, and in 2022, do everything to stop the election jiggering that took place in 2020, but you would be wrong. Republicans like Speaker Voss in Wisconsin, the Election Commission in Maricopa County, New Hampshire Rhinos, and the Republican leader in the Senate all stood aside and let the leftists do their thing, thus the red trickle. As the parties pick their candidates from 2024, assembling multi-million dollar consultant-led electioneering teams, not a dollar is being spent on cleaning election rolls. Let's do an equation, a bet perhaps. You and I bet on anything. You pick the bet. But I have a 5 to 18% advantage in my pocket. No matter what you do, I win. Every swing state has between 5 and 18% of election rolls, people, addresses that are deliberately wrong, misspelled, incorrect, written without an apartment number, scores of opportunities for inserting fraudulent voters. If you were in Las Vegas playing blackjack and had a 5 to 18% advantage over the dealer, the casino would be bankrupt by dawn. Yet this is exactly what Trump and DeSantis face as they launch their campaigns or stealth campaigns, whatever. We got front row seats for this phenomenon in Arizona. Our team was asked to do the expert witness report for the Carrie Lake campaign after they got swamped. We cannot release the findings, but some of them were later validated with someone else's data, and we can talk about that. In Maricopa County alone, between October and November, the election last November, 30 days, there were 22,000 new voters added. There were 30,000 or more zip code changes. There were 107,000 voter roll changes, from address modifications to name changes to phone changes. 30 days immediately before the election. We can say with certainty that if Carrie Lake's team had monitored voter rolls in one county alone, Maricopa, for a 90-day period before the election, she would have made up the 17,000 vote difference by a factor of more than two. Lake's team could have challenged the thousands of new voters registered after the cutoff date. They could have monitored the literally hundreds of addresses where ballots collected and were later voted by phantoms whose signatures never matched. In her lawsuit, her quite gifted attorneys showed mountains of ballot signatures that did not even closely match the signature of the supposed voter. Every one of those screwy signatures is a phantom, and they could have been identified, challenged, removed before they were brought up from the dead mist to defeat our girl, Carrie. Any election day interference with screwing around with printers would not have been enough to stop her. Carrie Lake is the model for Donald Trump or Ron DeSantis in 2024. Carrie was winning by 8 to 10 points. They took her out with phantoms, signatures, and misaligned printers. Neither Trump nor DeSantis is going to come close to winning any swing state by 8 to 10 points. It's over before it begins. Carrie Lake took no action to clean voter rolls. Neither Trump nor DeSantis, nor the Republican Party, nor most state parties are cleaning voter rolls either. That thankless task is left to volunteer teams of activists working from basements at kitchen tables with antiquated software and few resources. Even the Republican billionaire class has abandoned any interest in cleaning voter rolls and rather is spending a pittance to determine, quote-unquote, what went wrong. What went wrong is that your opponent control the election. Your opponents control the election apparatus in every state and county that matters. And the candidate class, the consultant class, the billionaire class think cleaning voter rolls is just too icky. Thus, in 2024, the phantoms will pick the president. Maybe not. The overriding lesson in 2022 from the voter integrity team front was that the county registrars and judges will not clean voter rolls, even when shown clear evidence that those 25 voters could not live in that apartment building being framed with the cement mixer still on the lawn. Those crusty teams are not stopping. They are doubling down. So together, Nevada, Florida, and Wisconsin teams are working with the fractal programming team to build the undeliverable ballot database. That's what it's called. Internally, they call it UDP-1, which gives a kind of techie ring. The undeliverable ballot database has some important subtleties. There is more there than appears on first glance. The key to phantoms is their output. A ballot cast by someone for a leftist. The ballot is the ammo. Each ballot has to be mailed to a phantom. While the phantom does not live there, at the church, the homeless shelter, the hotel, apartment building, the ballot will still be delivered there. It is then collected, voted, signed, and later, Carrie Lake files a lawsuit because the signatures don't match. The undeliverable database tracks every address, not just voters, in America. Every address is on the property roll and the voter roll. One address, the 7-Eleven, is able to get mail. But it had better not get a ballot. Every apartment building, multifamily home, is under scrutiny. If it is matched to Bill Jones and our pal Bill did not list an apartment number on his registration, this address will get a ballot, but it won't get to Bill. We flag it so it can be challenged before the election. In 2021, with support from Mike Lindell, MyPillow sponsors this show, our team built a list of 1.7 billion U.S. addresses. One includes misspellings, if it includes different ways of showing the same address, if it includes addresses changing from one date to another, they get to a billion pretty fast. Since we have someone's address from 20 different databases he entered, all public, we know more about his address than he does. And the undeliverable database, run at scale with fractal programming, is becoming a vital resource for 2024. If you want to know more about fractal programming, check out OmegaForAmerica.com. Omega, like the Greek letter, for America, the number 4.com. While Trump and DeSantis do their thing, which is not cleaning voter rolls, the teams in Wisconsin, Nevada, Florida, and soon a dozen other states will be there when the smoke clears. We identify every address in America where a ballot can be mailed, yet cannot connect with a voter. Let's cut off their ammo. Hear, hear. So, folks, I'm down. I feel that there is a tremendous amount that you have to get beyond to actually win a major national election now. And I said 8 to 10%. He goes up to 18%. Yeah? Let's hope. Omega for America. Those guys are on it. Good night, everybody. God bless. Joe will be back tomorrow. Thank you all for listening. Have a great evening.